95.3 The Bullets, your morning stampede. Steve Summers, Ryan Satori, Friday morning, 8:15 on a Friday means it's time to salute another member of the herd here in the Stateline area, presented by U.S. Cellular, bringing locally grown connections all season long with one line for $29.99 a month with unlimited data.
Steve, today we've got Dee Lackney in the building, and she's here from Rock House Kids. And Dee, you guys do so much great stuff for so many kids here in the Stateline. We were talking before we turned the microphones on about how big your guys' Christmas was this year, all the kids you guys were able to help this year. I guess tell us a little bit more about Rock House Kids, first of all, so that everybody knows why you're a hero of the herd.
Okay, well, good morning, first of all. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Rock House Kids has been around since 1999. It started with one child, and now we are over 250 kids, grades 1st through 12th, every week. So we've grown just a bit since 1999. We are open Monday through Thursday. Monday and Wednesday are our little kids, 1st through 6th grade, and Tuesdays and Thursdays are our 7th through 12th graders. The doors open at 5 o'clock, and that's year-round. We don't change it. They get a hot meal every time they come in at 5:45, and then they get some teaching at 6:30, sorry about that. And then at 7 o'clock, they get to go in with their mentors, and that's where the rubber meets the road, where relationships are being built and the kids are taught how important they are and how special they are.
Right. And one of the reasons I want you to explain that is so that everybody out there who maybe has somebody that needs to find some after-school care or just be a part of something, I feel it's important every time you're in here, tell us what you do so that somebody out there who might not know gets to know. But you're the executive director of Rock House Kids, and so you are kind of the glue. You're the person that makes it all happen. And so part of being a hero of the herd, being a hero in general, is sacrifice and some of the things that you have to do to make this thing run. Talk about what Rock House Kids means to you.
Rock House Kids is now my family. People ask me about my kids, and I'll say, okay, my blood or the non-blood?
Yeah.
Because I have 3 blood children, but then I have over 250 kids that I call my own. They are family. The thing is we want to make it so that every child can have a safe place. So it's not a job, it's a calling. When you walk into Rock House Kids, sometimes it's pretty heavy, but it's always worth it because you'll get that kid that'll come up and give you a hug, or you'll see a kid that needed food that day and they're just chowing down and you know you're making a difference. I'm just part of the wheel. We have an amazing team. We have an amazing volunteer staff. We have a great board, and without all in the community support, if everybody didn't come together, we couldn't be who we are.
We're talking with Dee Lackney of Rock House Kids. She is our hero of the herd, and you're probably thinking, what the heck does a hero of the herd mean? It means, number one, you get our admiration and love and gratitude, because what you do is really amazing for the community. But you also get a nice plaque that you're going to be able to take with you, and you're going to get a Bluetooth speaker from U.S. Cellular. But more importantly, you get the admiration and the love from us, because what you do is really important for the community.
Thank you. It's cute how it's the herd, because we always say it's like we are rounding up a herd of cats when we're trying to get our kids together. So I think that's kind of cute.
I think so too. It's very fitting. Why do you do what you do?
Like I said, it's a calling. I never was going to work with kids. I raised my kids and I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Wash your hands clean. Yep. I'm done.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And I'm an accountant by trade. And that's how I got sucked into Rock House Kids for 8 hours a week. And then slowly but surely things started changing. And Dola Gregory, who is the founder, she asked if I could check kids in. I'm like, all right. And it was just one night a week. So I did. And oh my goodness, the kids stole my heart. And then I kind of got my husband rooked into it. I told him, just temporary. We just need a 5th, 6th grade boys temporarily. It's 9 years. And he's still temporarily doing it, as well as high school kids. So once you get to know the kids, your heart just melts. And you know that you're making a difference. We know what's going on in Rockford. The streets are getting rougher and rougher. And we know that for 3 hours a night, Mondays and Wednesdays are little guys, and Tuesdays and Thursdays are our older kids. They are safe. There is nothing pulling at them. They can just be a kid. So keeping the kids off the streets is why I do it.
And Rock House Kids is located where?
We are 1325 7th Street. So we're just north of Broadway on 7th.
That is Dee Lackney, our hero of the herd this week from Rock House Kids with 95.3 The Bull.